Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, June 26th, 2017. The Supreme Court prepares to deliver opinions, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the founder of Opus Dei. The Pro-Life Women's Conference took place in Orlando this past weekend, and the battle for Mosul should be over in days. Reuters reports that the Supreme Court is set to release six opinions today. One highly watched case involves a Missouri church who was denied state taxpayer funds to improve its playground, based on a law which bans taxpayer funds from going to religious groups. All eyes and ears are on Justice Anthony Kennedy, who it is suspected may announce his retirement from the Supreme Court after some 30 years on the court. CBS News correspondent Paula Reed explained the significance of a possible Kennedy resignation.
While any justice stepping down is a huge political event, Justice Kennedy is the swing vote. And if he was to retire, President Trump could be able to push the court in a conservative direction for decades to come.
Fox News reported that the Supreme Court has just announced that it will hear in the fall the case of a Colorado Christian baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. No action is expected today on President Trump's travel ban. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Jose Maria Escriva. You're listening to Crusade News.
Is finance a difficult subject to understand? Or is it made unnecessarily complex by the maze of products, laws, and advice that surround it? The Fiscal Fitness Company has simplified the financial planning process and stands ready to offer you the guidance and services that will give you a happily ever after ending to your money story. Contact us today at 888-865-1816 to find out how we can help you, or you can visit our website at fiscalfitnesscompany.com. That's fiscalfitnesscompany.com.
St. Jose Maria Escriva was born in 1902 in Spain. In 1918, he felt God calling him to something important, yet unknown, so he resolved to become a priest and stay open to the call, which was not made clear until 1928 when he received his mission on retreat. He was to begin Opus Dei. As a result of St. Jose Maria's work, countless men and women have come to understand their personal call to holiness in their state and life. He later founded the Priestly Society of the Holy Cross. St. Jose Maria Escriva died suddenly on June 26, 1975, having spread Opus Dei to 30 countries on six continents. St. Jose Maria Escriva, pray for us. The Pro-Life Women's Conference took place in Orlando, Florida this weekend. Hundreds of women came out from all around the country and even Africa to hear speakers such as Abby Johnson, foundress of And Then There Were None, which helps abortion workers leave the industry, Rebecca Kiesling, a renowned speaker on the dignity of children conceived in rape, Melissa Oden, a survivor of saline abortion, and Laura Ricketts, who speaks on pregnancy loss as the missing piece of the pro-life movement. There were question and answer panel discussions on topics such as engaging the Black community, adoptive birth moms, and adverse prenatal diagnosis. The conference was broadcast worldwide by the Veritas Radio Network, and it was announced that the 2018 conference will take place in St. Louis, Missouri. Reuters reported today that Iraq's counterterrorism services commander Abdul Ghani al-Assadi has given an update on the fight to retake Mosul from the hands of the Islamic State. The Iraqi forces have besieged the remaining 350 militants in the old city and are fighting through narrow alleyways and crumbling houses, facing sniper fire, suicide bombers, and booby traps laid by ISIS members. The final offensive to push through to the Tigris River is about to be launched. Quote, the battle for Mosul will end in a few days, God willing, he said. And lastly, in celestial musings, the irreligious Prime Minister of Sweden is seeking to tell the Church of Sweden, which is Lutheran, how to run themselves. RT News reports that Prime Minister Stefan Löfven has suggested that the Church of Sweden's conscience protections for its priests should be done away with, and that the priests should be compelled to perform same-sex weddings. He likens it to the actions taken towards another vocation, midwifery. Quote, I see parallels to the midwife who refuses to perform abortions. If you work as a midwife, you must be able to perform abortions. Otherwise, you have to do something else. It is the same for priests. In a misunderstanding of the role of the church, he says, quote, the church binds society together and provides security. Security? The only thing the priest and people can be secure in if participating in homosexual weddings is eternal damnation. That is one kind of security we don't need. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show, guest hosted by Mr. Gregory Carpenter. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.